The voters get to select who they're going to represent on the board.
Morning, I'd like to call the Fifth Association Congress to order. We are on day 10 of our Thuja session. It is September 15, 2017, the time is 10:07 a.m. Congresswoman White, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Father God, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for this beautiful time of year when we change seasons, Lord. So happy we live in the Osage. It's a great place. I just ask that you be with us today while we consider the business of the Osage people. Help us have open minds to hear all sides of the story so we can make better decisions, Lord. I ask that you be with us and let us consider what's best for the nation and all of our decisions. Just be with those, Lord, today that are in mourning or that are having sickness. Comfort them, protect them, care for them, Lord. I ask that you be with our elders and make us mindful to treat them kindly and to give our time to them and to do good things for them. They took care of us all of our life. Let us always remember and respect them, give them the respect and the honor they need. I just ask that you be with our children, help their minds, be with the people that influence their lives, just give them good teaching. Lord, I just ask that you be with the men and women who serve our country. Protect them and wherever they may be. Lord, I ask that you be with the leadership of this nation. I ask that you be with those people that have suffered natural disasters lately from the hurricanes and from the earthquakes, Lord. Just be with them and help them recover. All these things I ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call, please. Harmony Victory.
Nope.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Baker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Huskies.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes, here.
Congressman Supernov.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Bucks.
Speaker Pratt.
Go Bucks.
Congressman Chief Brightmore.
Huskies.
Okay, that's a tie, and so.
Huskies again! That's what you're going to let them have?
Two bites of the.
That's the only thing, I'll give him that. All right, next is approval of the journal. We have a quorum. Approval of the journal for September 14th. Congressman Shaw.
Page four, just posing a question on it. It's a motion to extend debate. Should that have any language to indicate that was a rule suspension? Because it passed by simple majority, but the rule suspension requires eight.
I
the second motion to extend the, or am I not reading this correctly?
Okay, the parliamentarian is stating that it's just a motion to extend and then it takes two-thirds vote as a rule system.
Rule system.
I don't believe it specifies that. Congresswoman Edwards.
ONCA 17106, I think the name of the act changed after engrossment.
Yes, it did.
And I'm missing about the other one.
Congressman Hamilton.
Bottom of page five, it says Speaker Pratt referred ONCA 1767 to enrollment. Should be 17106.
106, yes, thank you.
I'm going to approve the Journal of September 14th as amended.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. To approve the Journal, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The Journal for September 14th is approved. Reports of select committees, Congressman and Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief Redcorn, I would like to report Bill Number ONCA 1773, an act authorizing the Treasury $8,100,000 for higher education scholarship fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Shannon Edwards. That meeting was September 14th. The final committee action was due pass, voting yes for Whitehorn, Shaw, Edwards, Supermall, and Walker. And Congressman Mason was not present.
Thank you. Any other select committees? Seeing none, reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report? Okay. Introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced this morning? Seeing none, general order, day three, where amendments are voted on in the order they are received. Bill ONCA 1772, an act to authorize and appropriate $9,300,000 to the Health Benefit Plan Fund for fiscal year 2018 and to establish an alternate effective date. Amendment. Page 1, lines 23 through 26, strike the entire sentence and insert to carry out the purpose of the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC Section 3101 et al. The sum of $7,100,000 out of the general fund in the treasury and $2,000,000 out of the Osage Nation Permanent Fund are authorized to be appropriated to the Health Benefit Plan Fund. Page 1, lines 30 through 32, strike entire sentence and insert the Osage Nation Congress hereby appropriates the sum of $7,100,000 out of the general fund in the treasury and $2,000,000 out of the Osage Nation Permanent Fund to the Health Benefit Plan Fund. Discussion? Congressman Shaw.
I have an amendment to the amendment, which is strike the phrase $7,100,000 wherever it occurs and insert $7,300,000.
Second. Okay, discussion? Congressman Shaw.
When this was discussed in committee, there was an adjustment made to the original amount to cover additional expenses through the remainder of this calendar year. We were $200,000 to the short side, so the committee reported out with $9,300,000. So I wanted to, my amendment to reflect that revised amount. So all it does is put in $7,300,000 from the general fund of the treasury for $7,100,000, so it matches the committee report. That's all this amendment to the amendment does.
Okay, thank you. Any more discussion? Seeing none, we will vote on the amendment to the amendment. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
Yes.
The amendment passes. We'll now read $7,300,000, where it was $7,100,000. Okay, is there any discussion to the amendment as amended? Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, if this amendment passes, this will be a break from the intention of previous Congresses that the permanent fund be that, the permanent fund, to be utilized only in cases where it's absolutely necessary that the nation tap into that resource for certain purposes. I have been sitting through budgetary meetings, and it's my opinion that there are items in those budgetary meetings, budgetary numbers, that could be reduced to make up some of the shortfall that we have in our budgeting this year. And I think that we were remiss in not giving each of the other branches a number that we needed them to budget within. Because we didn't do that, we face a shortfall. And I'm not in favor of taking the easy way out, which is go get into that fund and fund the what I call the big three for our people: the health benefit, the scholarship, and the burial assistance. Today in committee, we discussed a proposal that was brought to us by the executive branch, specifically the assistant principal chief, to cash in a CD that the nation holds. It's a $5 million CD. The plan was to pay off a loan that the nation has and return the balance of that CD to the general fund. Right now it's being booked, as I understand it, as a separate entry. So that would free up some money. We're also exploring, as I understand it, because the commitment hasn't been made as to the amount of the dividend that will be paid by the gaming enterprise to the nation for fiscal year 18, and the potential is there for additional revenue coming to the nation. I would prefer that either of those options happen rather than this, and I have not heard any reason why they could not. Therefore, I will be voting against the amendment.
Thank you. Congressman Shaw.
Well, it's certainly been repeated a number of times about the permanent fund. Not sure how it ever got that name, but there are other tribes that have permanent fund, assumably selected because it was in common usage. I don't think there's any language in the bill that requires it to be a dire emergency. There are some other protections that the sponsor added to later times that could be used for other purposes, but clearly it says direct services, and the health benefit is a direct service. There's no requirement that there be no other money available to it. That's something the Congress has decided themselves, perhaps in the past. So I'm requesting that this 6.5 or such percent of what's in the permanent fund right now be used to offset the appropriation that's requested out of the general fund to be able to truly free up some money for some other business of the nation. And these other fixes that have been discussed, they certainly have merit, and I can't say they won't happen, but I can't say with certainty they will happen. There are still some permissions from the bank regarding our covenant, and even if we were to get realized a million from the CD, which still hasn't happened yet. Okay, so I'm talking about today. The bills before us today, we need to look at the revenue that we have today, not what might be available next week. And then we find that we've got a real emergency. Even if that $1 million was realized from the CD, that would all, the best that would do is give us a zero balance with all the demands that are coming from the general fund. As far as the adjustments to the gaming distribution from the Gaming Enterprise Board, that's certainly being entertained. We don't know that's going to happen. There may be covenants in the loan documents from the Bank of Oklahoma that may not allow them or permit them to increase the gaming distribution at this time. So there's some uncertainties there. So I am simply trying to propose this as something we can do today to ensure the funding not only of this health benefit, but other projects the nation will be confronted with during this coming year. I realize we do the major budgetary appropriation bills now, but we all know there's a lot to come during this coming fiscal year. And the notion of having a zero balance after all is said and done, I think that that's not fiscally smart, and we should use other sources of revenue. The notion that you dip into it is somehow a fiscal violation of the fund, I don't get where that's coming from. I don't have any fear of that's a betrayal of either the Osage people or the Congress. I ask you to open your minds, realize that this was what the fund was intended for, that you know, we include this in our projected revenue document and resolution that comes out, and so it's available for us to appropriate for direct services. And that's what this amendment proposes to do, to address our total funding, which at this point would be $9.3 million out of the general fund, and be able to try to conserve some monies for future use in additional projects. I know that this Congress has additional projects they would like to fund, but they haven't even filed the appropriation because there's fiscal uncertainty about what will be left for other appropriations. This would give you some breathing room to be able to consider other appropriations that have merit. So I recommend you support this amendment.
Thank you. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Well, my concern, and I know that it was put there for a reason, and we wanted to have some sort of safeguard. I have always said that I'm not a proponent of getting into it because I wouldn't do that with my own personal finances. If I'm not able to purchase something and I have to get to my 401k or my savings, and that's what I look at this permanent fund as, almost like, you know, something that we shouldn't touch unless we really, really need to. I'm really of the opinion too that we could have asked and should have done some, I don't know, we should tighten our belts a little bit more, knowing that we have debt, we're trying to pay off the Blue Stem Ranch, we're trying to pay off the expansion of the casino. My concern is that we start getting into it, where do we stop? Because we haven't put any more into it since we started it. It would be, I would feel a lot differently if we were setting $1 or $2 million to the side, or even $100,000 every single fiscal year to put into it. But we haven't done that. We put into it and then that's been it. So that's my concern, is we started it with a lump sum of money, and then since then we haven't even had the money to put into it. So now we're going to start taking out of it. I know that it's really difficult for us to make decisions and cut numbers, and we're going to get the blame for that because executive is famous, and it doesn't matter who's sitting in the seat of executive. Since the conception of our new government, executive has always said, when there are cuts, go blame them over there. You didn't get what you wanted for this program or service. You didn't get that new position that you wanted. You don't have as much travel money as you want. That's the body to blame. And I just think that the 12 of us, that's what we have to face. That's the music that we have to face, is making tough decisions for this entire government when it comes to the money. And I think that we could make the cuts in smart areas to not have to get into the permanent fund.
Thank you. Congressman Walker?
Well, I agree with what Congressman Shaw said earlier. I perceive the permanent fund very similarly to how he described it. So I'm not going to repeat that in a different way. And I supported this beforehand. Congressman Shaw and I have discussed this over the last few weeks. And I'm going to vote no on this now, because there are some other options on the table. Granted, there are no given, but I'm optimistic on the outcome. And I believe that the outcome is going to be favorable, that's going to increase our revenue, which will open some other doors for appropriations that will offset the need to dip into the permanent fund at this time. So thank you. That's all I've got.
Thank you. Congressman Supernaw.
I'll be voting no on this. It was turned down once in the committee. Yesterday, and a year or so ago, we transferred expenses that were formerly on the Osage Nation, transferred them back to gaming. And by my calculation, there's about $5 million that's been transferred back to the gaming enterprise, which is really legitimate expenses of the nation. So the spending is just getting out of control, and in a way that it's people aren't seeming to recognize it. When the $4 million of the surveillance was transferred back to gaming, I raised the issue then that the net effect of that was a distribution increase. And we brought that up with Dean Lucey when he spoke to Congress. And I raised the issue then that I thought it might violate loan covenants. And he said, no, there was no prohibition for doing that, only when you reach such a critical state that it affects the ability for the gaming enterprise to meet their loan payments. Actually, that was turned down in committee, and I had one congressman that voted for it, even though it was on the losing side. Told me later that he would change his vote because he didn't want to start this process of dipping into that permanent fund. There was a time, just not many years ago, when we had $52 million in reserve. Now it's down to 30, and not in that fund, but in available to us. So anyway, I'm going to be voting against this.
Thank you. Congressman Whitehorn.
I don't support the amendment for all of the reasons that people spoke up, that they were not supporting the amendment. I also believe the executive, has been stated, they do not support appropriating out of the permanent fund for benefits to the people. As Congresswoman Edwards said, we have solutions, and I think they have a great potential to bring us where we need to be. Mid-year, if the audit gets through, then we have more money coming into the retained revenue fund, as we do. We used to call that carryover money, but there should be more money coming back mid-year for
initiatives. I personally, I don't believe that we're in a position right now to do initiative spending. We've done a lot of capital improvements with our nation, and I'm glad for that. People need good facilities, but I do believe this is not a precedent we need to set. I think we've made an effort to put a retained revenue fund from the carryover, not restricted to any type of spending, but I think the idea of that was to build up savings in the next special session. I think we started appropriating out of it. So I think once we set the precedent that we're going to take money from that permanent fund, that it's easier the next time and the next time and the next time. And for that reason, I do not support appropriating out of the permanent fund.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. No more discussion. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Baker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Norris?
No.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congresswoman Bufflehead?
No.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No. The amendment fails. OSCA 1772 will advance to third reading after endorsement. And all motions and notices, are there any motions or notices? Congressman Shaw.
Health and Social Services is meeting IFS. Our plan today for our meeting will be to adjourn at noon and then reconvene it between 3 and 5 to continue our agenda. We've got a long list of items on the Health and Social Services agenda, and so we've got an extra 2 hours saved for the afternoon to reconvene.
Thank you. Congressman Supernaw.
Congress makes from 1 to 3, and we have 3 sections on that committee, and I'm going to try to allow them no more than 30 minutes each and try to get through all of them, but then I will be finished with all the sections except we have to revisit gaming board budget.
Thank you. Congressman Mason?
I'd just like to ask you, as the speaker, could you kind of give me the agenda for Monday, time-wise, and what we're doing on Monday here.
Okay. Well, we had a discussion. It's either topping off or topping out, and the CEO, we weren't quite sure. So it's one of those, is the ceremony that we're going to. So that will begin at 10 a.m. over, Central with the casino location. At 10 a.m., and then following that, the Congress will go on a tour of the property in the construction area. And then we will return back here, and there's a commerce meeting, I believe, that starts at 1 o'clock. Now, I meant to ask, this was in my head, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, I meant to ask if possibly Congressman Supernaw would pull that back to 1:30 to allow more time, just allowing for possibly 1 hour for the ceremony, possibly 1 hour for the tour, and then give everyone 30 minutes to eat and then safely drive back here for an hour. So we can have that discussion, but the meeting will either be at 1 or 1:30. And then who has a meeting right after that? Is there a meeting immediately following Commerce at 3? You, Congressman Walker, has set a government operations meeting at 3, so then 3:15 to 4:45, and then after that we will begin session at 5 p.m.
Right.
And an appropriations meeting that will follow session that evening. Congressman Supernaw.
I don't have any objection to setting it back to 1:30, but I'd just like to ask committee members, so if they can make it back here by 1:30, because we don't have a quorum.
Right. Well, that's why I'm asking for it to be moved from 1 to 1:30, because I think everyone would make it back safely, but also find 30 minutes somewhere along the way to get a bite to eat, because it'll be a long evening, so.
I thought they were going to feed dinner. Didn't they say that?
Oh, they did say that, didn't they? They said, come hungry. So,
I think you still need that.
Well, I think for everyone to be safe and have time, just drive back, because it's about an hour drive. It's 45 minutes from Sky 2, so. So I would say 1:30, be safe.
All right, we'll set it at 1:30.
Go 1:30 to 3, and then 3:15 to 4:45, and then begin session at 5, and then IFS appropriations, so. Someone over here, Heather, hand up, I'm sorry. Anyone else? Motions or notices? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Are we at adjournment yet?
We are at adjournment if there's nothing else.
Move to adjourn until 5 p.m. Monday.
There's a motion to adjourn. And second, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We're, Congressman Walker is a no. We will adjourn until 5 p.m. on Monday.
Peggy.